Welcome and thank you to come to the 2013 Breakthrough in Reproduction and Development. And it's nice to see all the chairs occupied. And so I want to welcome especially our speakers who came from south of the border to visit us today. And Dr. Stephanie Seminara from Harvard Medical School, Dr. Katerina Adjantonakis, I should not have any problem with that name, from Slough Kettering Institute at Cornell University, New York, and Dr. Erika Matunis in cell biology at Johns Hopkins. So as you can see, our three guests are women, so we are really working hard in Canada for the advancement of women in science. And so we also have two local guests, Dr. Yojiro Yamanaka from the Goodman Center Research Center and Rima Slim from the Human Genetic and OBGYN at McGill. And so I just wanted to remind for any new trainees a few words about the organization of this wonderful research day. And it's actually a joint venture between the CSR, which is the center of the study of reproduction at McGill, and the Human Reproduction and Development Axis of the Research Institute of the MUHA, which is the McGill University Health Center, for our guests from outside. And so just a few words on how this group came together. It just happened that the CSR and the reproduction and development axis is mainly constituted of the same scientists. So we all got together to put our strength together. The CSR was actually organized in 2009 by Dr. Bernard Robert, who is here. And it's a branch of the RQR, which is the Réseau Québécois en Reproduction, and who is directed by Dr. Bruce Murphy, who is also here today. So it's funded by FQRNT, which is Fonds du Québec Recherche Nature Technologie. So we are very happy that, lucky that the Québec actually is supporting this reproduction and development initiative, and has renewed it, I think, recently. And so the group is around 40 investigators and a number of trainees and staff. And two important functions that the axis, the research axis of ERI and the CSR play is that they are actually funding our trainees. And so they are giving scholarship to a student and postdoctoral fellow. And they are also giving many a travel award. They are not, as large maybe as other societies, but they all are together to help our trainees to go to international meetings. And also a very important function is, especially for the CSR, it's that it's funding seed grants. So it's wanted to encourage, it's trying to encourage investigators to get together, pull new ideas, and basically it's given a startup fund to be able to develop projects that later on will be put for bigger grants. So it's really a vital function of the CSR and the ERI together to help our trainee and to help us to get new projects on the road. And so after that, I just want to do a few announcements that are important for our trainee and also the PIs. And there is three, actually. The RQR is organizing a genome browser workshop, and it's on May 13 and 14, and the deadline is April 26. And Eliane is here at just outside the door, Eliane Auger, so you can go and register with her. And you should, it's free, it's you learn a lot, it's for 2 days. You should, all the trainees really should take the opportunity, except the one who are already masters in the field, but it's a nice opportunity to learn. There is also two events. There's a café scientifique that is organized by CIHR, and it's about fertility and conception. And this is run by Hugh Clark, who is here, Patricia Monet, who is somewhere in the crowd, yeah, and Bernard Robert. And it's anything you wanted to know from the germ cell to conception. I think it will be bilingual, French-English. And you probably just can go to them and ask more details. And this will take place on May 7th, so it's next week. It's very close. okay? And then there is a last event I wanted to mention is the 24 hours of science. Spermatozoa, not just a question of number. And this is run by Dr. Bernard Robert and Geraldine Delbès, and that takes place on May 10. So these are public events that anybody is welcome to attend. And you should take advantage of that. And so I just want to finish by a small overview of what we are going to go today, the plan. So we are going to listen first to Dr. Seminara. Then we'll get a number of trainees who are going to do short oral presentation. We'll have a small break to recover, and we'll go to a lecture by Dr. Yamanaka and Dr. Adjandonokis. And then we'll have a lunch poster break. I massacred your name, I'm sorry. Adjantonakis. Anyway, so we'll go to a lunch and a poster session. And then at 1:50, we have all to come back here to listen to Dr. Hima Slim. More oral presentation, then a little break, and we'll have Dr. Matunis. And a few more oral presentations. Luckily, this year we had a lot of volunteers who wanted to present orally their work, so that's great for great training for them and great opportunity to show our visitors, the life and dynamism of our trainees. And then Dr. Hugh Clark will conclude and give some awards. So, welcome and thank you very much to come in big numbers.